Hey everybody, you're listening to Bluegrass Bios here on WLXU 93.9 Lexington Community Radio. My name is Chuck.
I'm Ben.
Hey Ben.
Hey Chuck.
How's it going?
Very well.
Excellent. Well, it's a chilly Friday out there.
It is. It's nippy.
The first frost has come. It's snowing
and
today.
I just remembered today that my gloves bit the dust last year.
Ooh.
So I need to go get new gloves.
Yeah.
Post haste.
I understand.
Can't wait for a sale.
Got to keep those hands.
Got to go for it.
Yeah. You know, you can't engineer without some warm hands.
Yes, but my ear warmers still work, and that's what's really important. I can put my hands in my pockets.
Mm.
I can't put my ear in my pocket.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I'm glad you got headphones on. Keeping them toasty.
I'll have to take these with me for the drive home.
Well, Ben, let's let the fine people know who we'll be talking to in this next hour.
Oh, who are we going to be talking to?
Well, in the first half hour, we'll be talking with Michelle and Scott Puckett. Scott Puckett, who is Puckett Electric.
Oh, okay.
Local band, musician, video artist here in town.
Rock on tour.
Rock on tour. I like that.
Man about town.
Exactly. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Chuck. Ben, thanks for having me.
No problem, man. So, Scott, you're playing tonight at Best Friend Bar, right?
Yes, I am. Shantany Calypso set up the show, so he's also going to be playing with a couple other acts. One is Chino Vagda, mm-hmm. and the other is Free Pizza, which I found out later was a band, and I was a little disappointed.
Mm,
I wasn't going to be getting free pizza at my own show. It's the least they could do.
Gosh, misnomers.
Yeah.
So, Scott, for people that don't know about Puckett Electric, can you tell us a little bit about your music? Like, what can people expect if they go to the show tonight at Best Friend Bar?
Sure, yeah. I'm a solo musician, and I wrote and recorded all the instruments on my album, which is called Cowboy Death Songs. So when you come to see me, I'm going to be playing bass live and singing live over top of pre-recorded music. And I've performed that way a few times, and from the start of the project, I always wanted to have videos, a video component. And this is the debut of the video component. So essentially, it's music videos for every song are going to be played along with me live.
So you got a flat screen behind you of some kind?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, that's a projector.
Oh,
projector. I'm borrowing their projector.
Very
until
nice.
I get my own. Yeah.
So, Scott, where are you from?
It's kind of a long story.
We got time.
Yeah, good.
I was about to say, this is not the time or the place for... No, yes, it is absolutely the time and place for a long story.
So five words, go.
We'll sit back and let me tell you a tale.
Just pour yourself some nice butter coffee. And then...
Yeah, I've lived in Kentucky for about 5 years, a little over. Happy to be here. But prior to that, I lived in Chicago for 6 years. And before then, I grew up in... Michigan, Kalamazoo, Michigan, and then Lebanon, Ohio. But I was born in Colorado, so it's, like I said.
Wow.
Yeah.
So nomad.
Nomad, yeah. My parents are nomads, and my brother is. But I met my wife, Michelle, in Chicago, and after about a year of heavy persuasion, decided to got her to move here to Kentucky with us.
Is that what the kids are calling it these days?
Yeah.
Why Kentucky? What attracted you to the state?
It's interesting. Part of my family ended up here. My mom ended up here. My brother did.
And where are they at?
They are... My mom lives in near Carlisle in Flemingsburg, mm-hmm. out in the middle of nowhere, mm-hmm. on a big 150 acres of land. So we like to go up there and drop off the planet. My brother lived in Lexington at the time. He's since moved back to Colorado. But anyway, I continuously started to come to Kentucky, and I just really liked the place. It just felt very homey and easy, and I noticed it was cheaper than what I was dealing with, mm-hmm. in Chicago. And I was
no doubt about that.
Yeah.
So your album, Cowboy Death Songs, do you think living in Kentucky influenced that style of music, that type of music that you're making?
It really did, because I when I wrote the majority of the album, it was when I had first moved here from the big city, and it was very much a sort of explore a lot of themes of kind of urban and rural landscapes and kind of how that affects me, which is what I was after. I wanted to be in a more, you know, peaceful setting and everything, but I wouldn't really describe the music as peaceful either. It's just a lot.
Yeah, what genre do you fall under?
It's folk. I like to call it psychedelic Americana.
Cool.
It's kind of the because I've been like thinking for it. That's always the hardest thing for any musician. It's like, well, what do you sound like? And then that, that phrase came to me one time. So, I mean, it's folk rock, but it's not traditional. I really don't like to follow standard formats,
right.
Or don't
be boxed in.
That can't be boxed in.
You should just give them crazy answers like, it sounds like a zombie Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
3 days awoken.
Well, yeah, it's always really tough to answer that.
Well, who are your people that you loved growing up? Who was like the first group or musician that really hooked you in?
Well, my big love is British stuff from the 60s, although I wouldn't say Puckett Electric really sounds like that, mm-hmm. at least not this album. My big loves in the world are the Kinks and the Who and that kind of thing.
Very good.
But as far as this album, I was really influenced by, I was listening to a ton of old stuff like Charlie Patton, like 20s and 30s blues, mm-hmm. and then Abner Jay, who was a little later, but he was a big influence. And then also a lot of like 80s and 90s stuff, like early Beck has always been a huge influence on me. Yeah. So it's kind of that world. It's definitely like an American world that is sort of, moody and different. And, you know, I thought a lot about, you know, themes of like the Civil War and just, you know, a lot of different impressionistic stuff like that. Not necessarily like, you know, straight folk kind of, you know.
Yeah, I feel that it does have kind of like a mid-war marching band vibe, but with this psychedelic rock overtone.
Right, yeah. I mean, I can't, you know, it's got to have some, I mean, it is electric, hence the name.
Mm-hmm.
One of the cool things I did, because I had, when I first moved to Kentucky, I was, you know, looking for work for a long time, and that's when I wrote and recorded this stuff. Well, wrote it mostly. But I had, so I just had kind of weird instruments around the house. I'd always been really bad at ever owning my own instruments.
Well, please tell us the weird instruments you had.
Just
because we had a harp guitarist,
yeah.
on a few months back, and that was really cool. If you ever Google that image, harp guitar,
that beats what I got. But yeah, that sounds awesome. Yeah. No, I had I've got like my mom bought me like a crappy mandolin once years
well, there
ago,
you go.
And I decided to plug that through an old distorted amp that I had, and it just sounds like this just wailing wild lead guitar.
That's awesome.
So that's cool. All over the album.
You know, I think crappy instruments and equipment is very underrated, because the whole, it's like Sun Records.
Yeah.
Like that whole movement was like literally shoving newspaper into a broken amplifier to get that sound.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sam Phillips did that.
I'm very into that kind of thing. Or like if you ever listen to like Lee Scratch Perry, which I don't do that much, but well, I've heard him, and it's just like, man, this just sounds like, this is just the last remnant of,
yeah.
They've got like one crappy bass guitar that's missing a string or
right.
something.
Like, well, there was a move in like the early 90s where people were using toy drum kits
mm-hmm,
on their
mm-hmm.
albums. I think
yeah.
King Missile in particular
yeah.
used one.
Yeah,
on an album name we can't say on the radio,
yeah.
but you can Google King Missile and all that.
Well, I've basically got a toy drum. Chuck knows. I've got
oh, yeah.
probably the crappiest drum set in history. So that's
oh,
on
wow.
the album. That's all
oh, great.
It. Yeah.
Any percussion you've got that you...
Yeah, that I mean, just that and, tambourine. And,
you got to have tambourine on there. That's my advice to all musicians.
Is... Well, I'm such a bad drummer that it's like I had to lay a tambourine track down under the whole thing just so like there's some beat somewhere in there, and then I could sort of fill in a million takes on drums.
Sewing with tambourine,
mm-hmm.
just putting it all together.
Just like, man, that's sometimes I just like totally cut the drums out of the mix because like, the tambourine's the only thing that sounds decent.
God, that's great.
Percussion wise.
Well, just in case you're joining us, you're listening to Bluegrass Bios here on WLXU 93.9, Lexington Community Radio. We're in the studio with Scott Puckett from Puckett Electric, who's playing at Best Friend Bar tonight at 9 p.m. With Chino Vaggi, Sean Anthony Calypso, and free pizza.
Yes, that's right.
But it's not literally free pizza.
Yeah, it's the name of the band.
The name of the band. And this is Friday.
Yeah.
So if you're listening to our rerun or our podcast
Unset.
Available on iTunes, you missed it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You're just going to have to. You can Google Puckett Electric. And,
there you go.
And pretend that you're at a live concert.
That's right.
So let's listen to some Puckett Electric, since we've been talking about it so much. Can you introduce this track here for us, Scott?
Yeah, this is track 3 on the album, Cowboy Death Songs. This one's called High, Wild, and Free. It's it's kind of a slower number, but it's just one of those ones that wrote itself. I was really happy with it.
Nice. Well, let's do it. Let's be high, wild, and free here on Bluegrass Bias. Everybody, you're back. We're listening to Bluegrass Bios here on 93.9 WLXU LPFM. Coming to you live, hot from the north side of Lexington, Kentucky. I'm Chuck.
And I'm Ben.
And we're here with Scott Puckett from Puckett Electric. What's up, Scott?
Doing good. How are y'all doing?
Doing good. Doing good. Staying warm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's chilly out there. First snow of the year.
It really is. Yeah, it's the real deal out there.
If you planted any chard lately, it's gonna get a little sweeter, but other than that, your garden's probably done. So okay, all chard discussion aside, Scott's got a show tonight at Best Friend Bar at 9 p.m is that right?
Yes, sir. I'll be going first, so I don't know if it'll be 9 sharp, as every show in Lex always seems to go about yeah. 3 hours late.
It's a country minute to be taken.
We like getting our money's worth here. Yeah. So yeah, the later the better.
Yeah, but I'll be there, because I'll set up first, because I've got the videos to set up with the music, so nice. That'll be you know, I'd rather get that out of the way. I always like to play first anyway, then I can enjoy the rest of the show and not be worked out.
That's true. Mm. So you all have this, so you've made a video for every song on the album, Cowboy Death Songs, right?
That is correct.
So, can you guys talk a little bit about that process, kind of?
Yeah, I've got, there are 13 songs on it. Mm-hmm. And from the start of this project, I knew that that's what the end vision was going to be. It's like, man, I've always kind of wanted to make this psychedelic Civil War movie about something or other. I mean, it doesn't follow a direct narrative line, but that's sort of the impression that you get out of it. But yeah,
I would say it's a loose narrative because all the videos have kind of a common theme, and they work separately, but they also work as a narrative, I think.
That's true. And if you're just joining us, that's my wife, Michelle Puckett.
Hi there.
Hey, Michelle.
Offering her insight. She oftentimes can explain the stuff better than I can because she views it from a third-party perspective. Yeah. But yeah, it's. I decided to do... I mean, every video shows me playing. It shows whatever instrument I'm playing for every song. So, you know, in any particular song, I've got sort of a different lineup of instruments I use. So it'll show me that in it'll be generally one specific location, you know, be it out in the country or some of them are in the country and some of them are in town here, and it kind of is reflective of what the song is about or the feeling of the song, and then it's also intermixed with some different shots. I've got these, actually Michelle had these weird old books full of like occult imagery and stuff, so I shoot a lot of that because basically I needed footage and it looked really crazy. So that's in there too. So
glad I can help.
Yeah.
So where can people go to view these videos besides tonight at Best Friend Bar?
Yeah. Oh, I'm glad you asked. I did finally get everything up on YouTube, so you can look at Puckett Electric. And I've got all the videos there. So you can play the whole album from that.
That's Puckett.
That is Puckett, and then Electric. And then I've also got .com. Yeah, Michelle put a website together for me, which is PucketElectricMusic.com, and that's got links to everything. And cool. I mean, I'm everywhere. So I mean, I'm on iTunes, Spotify, YouTube,
Bandcamp,
Bandcamp.
Everywhere,
absolutely everywhere. So I'm real happy. I got all the pretty much any thing you use to get music or watch video, I'm there. So yeah, I would start at the end, and on Facebook, of course. So, but yeah, if you go to the PucketElectricMusic.com website, that shows you
all the links.
It links to everybody. Yeah.
And maybe upcoming dates and stuff like that too.
Yeah, exactly.
Great.
That's great. So can you tell us a little bit about the show tonight and kind of how that came about? Because I know you recently... you didn't give birth, Scott, but Michelle.
I didn't.
So you recently became a father. So,
yeah, I did.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much.
So, how old is
she? Is she's well?
She's 7 weeks today.
7 weeks.
Yeah.
Ivy June
Puckett is her name.
Ivy June Puckett. Yeah.
That's great. Do you think becoming a father might also influence your songwriting or your artistic process?
I'm really interested to see where it goes from here because I've been working on this thing for so long, and it was very much a concentrated effort to get it all done pre-baby.
Yeah. PB.
Yeah, the folks at BFB were good enough to let me... I secured this show pretty far in advance because it was like, all right, that's a good like 7 weeks after the due date, which she actually ended up being born on.
After baby,
yeah. And so I thought, all right, I should be able to, like, we may be able to be well-versed enough in baby care that I can actually get a show. So I'm happy. I'm really happy to do it. But I'm interested to see where it goes from here, how it's going to affect the music.
That's
being
great.
A father.
That's awesome. So just in case you're joining us, you're listening to Bluegrass Bios here with Ben and Chuck, and we're with Scott Puckett from Puckett Electric, who's playing tonight at Best Friend Bar at 9 p.m. with Sean Anthony Calypso and Chino Vaggi. And free pizza, but
it's
just
not,
the name of the band.
Yeah, it's just the name of the band.
Yeah.
Michelle, you're from Chicago, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Born and raised.
Born and raised in Chicago, and that's where you two met. How did you meet?
We did. We met, we actually met at a bar. Scott was 20, I was 28, and he was going to college there, and we just he just started dancing with me, which is weird because he never dances.
Well, they weren't playing dance music. That's the key.
Yeah.
They're playing the Yardbirds.
Yeah, we danced to For Your Love by the Yardbirds.
Oh, yeah.
And and that sealed the deal.
That's a great song.
So now, maybe a little Batu, so you were the monkey or the twice.
That's right. Now, almost 10 years later, here we are. Yeah. So.
So yeah. what do you do other than support your husband's music? And
well, I'm a writer and a journalist in town, and it's been fun for me to work with Scott on his project, because after being together for almost 10 years, this is the first creative project we've done, not together, but I've helped him with his design and website, along with Chuck, actually, who helped with some of the design and marketing.
Chuck actually designed my logo, which is really sweet.
Very cool.
Chuck, yeah. You guys!
I haven't given him his proper due for it.
It's all good.
It's really
great.
Cool.
And so it was great to put together. We made a kind of like a biography video where Scott talks about the project. So I interviewed him like I would anyone else and wrote questions and got him to, you know, talk about the project. So that's the first thing you see on his website.
That thing turned out really well. That was like it just put itself together, and it does a good job of explaining what this crazy thing is all about. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Michelle's helped me immensely. She's good at all the things I'm not good at. Like I'm a bad self-promoter, and I probably could never put a website together. And she helps me out. And I'm even though I did video for all this, I'm not really not that much of like a visual guy. So I really really relied on her to help me in that aspect.
Sounds like a perfectly balanced partnership. A symbiotic union, if you will.
It sounded like Michelle is the brains of the operation.
That's right.
Yeah, I would say so. Definitely in terms of the getting me out there operation.
Well, you need someone to create the thing, and then you need someone to get it out in the world.
True.
And oftentimes those are not the same people. So
You need a left brain and a right brain.
You do.
Yeah. So he's got the modest folk artist thing.
Right,
going.
Exactly.
So you need somebody to come along and you're hype him. Mm-hmm. Hype for him.
He won't tell anybody how great he is, but I will.
That's what partners are for.
That's right.
Which university were you going to in Chicago, and what were you studying?
I went to Columbia College, and I studied music business management, which, you know.
Come in handy?
Yes, well, sure. Well, it's funny.
Or is it now all irrelevant?
Yeah, it's basically all irrelevant, except for, I mean, just now. I never really wanted to do it for anybody other than myself. You know, I could have done internships and all that and tried to move to New York or whatever, but it sounds selfish, but the only artist I really was interested in promoting or managing was me. So it did help in that regard, but yeah, I promptly have never done anything professionally with it other than my own stuff.
Nice. Well, that's awesome. So let's hear another track from Cowboy Death Songs from Puckett Electric.
Which track number would you like?
Okay, we'll go to track 12. This is a harder one. This features that wailing electric mandolin I was telling you about.
Oh, excellent.
Cool. Can you what is the name of this song?
Oh yeah, this song is called Moonlight. It's off of Cowboy Death Songs.
Nice. Cowboy Death Songs. Okay.
And where did you write this song, Scott?
I wrote the song in, I wrote it here in Kentucky.
Mm.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Here in Lexington?
Actually, I wrote it when I first lived here. We lived in a little town called Millersburg, and I wrote it late one night.
Cool. Well, here you go, Moonlight from Puckett Electric on Bluegrass Bios.
Well, I'm still, and I won't see.
Welcome back to Bluegrass Bios. You're listening to 93.9 WLXU LPFM, Lexington, Kentucky, coming to you live from the Steam Academy up on 6th Street. We're here in the studio with Puckett Electric.
Hey, hey.
Scott Puckett, the man behind the plan.
That's right.
Nice. So we've been listening to some jams. I want to talk a little bit. I'm going to plug the show tonight. Maybe it might be good if you do.
I can plug it. I'll plug it all night, man. I'm playing at the Best Friend Bar, which is down on Euclid and Woodland for the uninitiated. I'm playing...
that place has been so many different things over the years. Saying Woodland and Euclid definitely helps.
Yeah.
I remember when it was #hashtags.
Yeah, I remember that. That was for a hot minute there.
Yeah, just a little blip on the Lexington radar.
Yeah, but it's the Best Friend Bar is, yeah, they're sticking around, I think. Anyway, it's a good place to be. I'll be playing with Sean Anthony Calypso, Gino Vogdi, and Free Pizza, the band.
The band Free Pizza.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We can't say that enough.
Yeah.
I'll be starting first. I'll probably get rolling about 9 o'clock-ish. And, I'm really excited. This is the first time. This is the debut of the video album. So I'll be playing... all the songs on the album and the videos that go along with it.
So for all you synesthetics out there,
that's right,
video and audio.
Now, Michelle, help him out. Hype up the show for us a little bit here.
All right. I mean, I think this will be a pretty unique thing. A video album is a rare thing these days. I mean, I don't know how many artists can say they've done that, so I think it gives the audience something really interesting to look at. You know, not that you're not, but you know, it's not just a guy playing on stage, it's, you know, these incredible visuals too. So I think it really, he's done a great job of setting the mood of each of these songs. It really takes you to, you know, a variety of strange and wonderful places.
Man, I really could never put that better. Yeah. That is the thank you, Michelle. That's exactly why I keep you around. But yeah, this is I wanted to give the audience more than just some guy playing guitar on stage. I mean, it's just like, it's boring. I'm sorry, everybody in the world's seen that 100 million times, yeah, myself included. And so this is, and it's interesting because I'm not like a videographer, but this is like, I've got to do this because you've got to watch something more. I've done this live where it's just me playing over the backing tracks, and it's just like, it's fun for me. It's not fun for anybody else. So I really made the videos for everybody else. And I think people are so visual these days anyway.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, it's just, I think you've got to grow and change as a musician. Nobody cares about your rock band. I'm sorry, nobody does, man. You got to do something different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it'll make the show more memorable because sometimes you'll remember an image that you see more clearly than you do even the music that you listen to. So I think it'll make it stick in people's minds.
Yeah, that's also true.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Scott and Michelle, for coming in. Puckett Electric tonight at Best Friend Bar, 9 p.m.
Oh, and what was the name of the album again?
Cowboy Death Songs.
It is called Cowboy Death Songs. It's available everywhere online. I hope to see you. Hope to see Lexington out tonight. And thank you so much, Chuck and Ben, for having me. And cool. It's been great.
Our pleasure.
No problem. So PucketElectricMusic.com.
Yes, sir. That'll take you everywhere you need to go.
Sounds great. Mm-hmm. So let's hear one more track off the album. You got one song you want to play us out with?
Do I got a time limit on it? It's about a 6-minute song. It's a little longer.
We can come back a little sooner.
Yeah. You can come back a little sooner.
We'll be up next with Natalie Cunningham from First Lexington. So if you all want to hang around for a little bit, please do.
Hey, you know what? Just go start at the top. We'll play the first song.
First song?
It's called Orphan Heaven.
Whoa. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I'll
because be I didn't think well. Orphans went to heaven. I didn't think that was a thing.
A lot of the album is about orphanhood, and I think a lot about that, and kind of how that means to be an American is to be an orphan. It's a willful choice to be an orphan and to be alone. And so much of this album is about the positives and negatives of going it alone, doing everything by yourself, which is reflective as in the eyes a solo artist.
And I'm so superficial. That always makes me think of Bill Murray's monologue from Stripes.
Yeah.
How were the mutts?
Yeah.
Were the ones nobody wanted.
Yeah.
They just threw us out of where we were excommunicated from whatever country we came from.
Yeah.
They said, get out. And we became America.
And then you do your own thing.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Cool.
Awesome. Well, let's do it up. Thanks again, Puckett Electric, Scott Puckett, Michelle Puckett. Thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thank you
all so much. We'll see you tonight.
Thinking of buying a new car? At Galaxy Auto Sales, you can find new and used cars. Galaxy can find a car that fits your style and prices that fit your pockets. Galaxy Auto Sales is located at 1091 East New Circle Road in Lexington. For more information, you can call 859-523-0601. Lexington Community Radio thanks Galaxy Auto Sales for supporting True Community Radio.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. And they all have one thing in common. Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard, that's optional. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
This portion of the broadcast is brought to you by Nomi Design. Nomi is an architecture and fabrication studio located in central Kentucky, comprised of 16 architects, makers, and designers, producing client-centered spaces and products that improve living, learning, and leisure. Nomi, inspired communities through good design. You can find us online at www.nomi.design and on Facebook and Instagram. Lexington Community Radio thanks Nomi Design for supporting True Community Radio.
This is Lydia Jacobs, host of Aging Adventures. We keep everyone up to date on what's going on in the senior community in Lexington, conferences available, how to stay healthy. We talk to a wide range of people, professionals, individuals who are paving their own way in the aging world. Aging Adventures with host Lydia Jacobs on Fridays, 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock on 93.9 WLXU, a Lexington community radio.
But in passing, we'll grow older every day. Hey, everybody. You're listening to Bluegrass Bios here on 93.9 WLXU LPFM. Coming to you live, hot, from the north side of Lexington, Kentucky on a chilly day. On a chilly Friday.
It is very chilly.
And likely a chilly Saturday if you're listening to the replay at 11 a.m. tomorrow.
Is that when our replay is?
It is.
I've been giving people the wrong time.
Oh, goodness. That's okay. They at least got the second half.
They listen on iTunes anyway.
Yeah.
Which we are. We are on iTunes.
Yeah, where can people go to listen?
Yeah, if you just go to the podcast page on iTunes and search Bluegrass Bios or Google Bluegrass Bios iTunes, you can get there and you can subscribe to us. Download us. 100% free. So you don't have to listen, but if you would subscribe and download, I'd appreciate it. And apparently, if you do that using your phone, it counts more for some reason. So if you have an iPhone and you subscribe to a podcast using your iPhone, please subscribe to Bluegrass Bios on iTunes via your iPhone.
That sounds
good. That will cheat the algorithm.
Nice.
Make us look more popular than
we are. You trying to hustle Apple on air, Ben?
Yes.
That's okay.
Yes, I am.
Well, here in the studio, we have a special guest.
Oh.
Hi, Natalie.
I feel very special.
You are very special. So in the studio, we have Natalie Cunningham, who's the new executive director of Local First Lexington.
That's right.
That is right. So what's up, Natalie?
Well, we are in the middle of our holiday shopping challenge, and that's kind of going great, and it's exciting. And Local First Lexington, I've been the director for 2 whole months now.
Wow.
So that's how do you like it so far?
You feeling good about it?
Yeah, and it's really fun. I was on the board for a couple of years, so I kind of know how things work and what's going on and our members really well, and so it's fun to add new members and see that grow and all that kind of stuff.
That's cool. So for folks that don't know and who do all their shopping at giant corporate chain stores, what is Local First Lexington?
Local First Lexington is a nonprofit business alliance. We were created in order to push the buy local message and educate people on why buying local is such a big deal for your community. And then also to create spaces for all of these great small businesses to get to know each other and work together and learn from each other and grow in that way. So we do a lot of programming around that. And then we also do stuff like the Holiday Shopping Challenge to help people remember to buy local and keep that as a value and keep that top of mind to know that when you purchase things locally, when you decide that you're going to shop at a store that's in your community that is owned locally, 3 times more of your money stays circulating within your community. And so you're really having the biggest possible economic impact you can in your community when you shop at those places.
Truly rooting for the home team. It's true. Well, yeah, I think it's important. Absolutely, to not buy, you know, generic goods that won't last very long, that will very quickly end up in a garbage dump forever.
Chuck, all the times I've had to take stuff back to a giant chain store, I've lost count. I've lost count of how many times I've had to do that.
Yeah.
Stuff doesn't work, substandard, unacceptable.
Unacceptable. And, you know, you've got this economic side of it, which is great and important and wonderful, but then also the experience itself. I mean, if you want to choose between going to a huge box store versus a place that actually cares about their product, they are more likely to care about their employees. Mm-hmm. They're more likely to care about the community that you're in. And they're more knowledgeable most of the time about what they're selling. They really are into it, be it music, books, hardware, whatever it is. If they're selling it at this level, it's because they really care about it.
And I've noticed a push nationwide to purchase more things locally usually begins with food.
Yeah.
So where are some of the good, you know, local first food place, restaurants, grocery stores, where can people go for
The street, Broom Wagon is one of our places that we absolutely love, because when I go to cater events for Local First, I pick through our people, and Broom Wagon, it's healthy. You know, you can you can eat there and not feel like you're going to die afterwards, and it's fantastic. So Broom Wagon's one of our great restaurants. Stella's Kentucky Deli is another one.
Oh, yeah.
It's fantastic. Doodles. Mm. I'm a bruncher.
Oh, yeah. I
love my brunch.
They're veggie chili. Doodles.
Oh, the beignets.
Oh, yeah.
They're really the only place in town that does halfway decent beignets.
And speaking of local stuff, I like that for the bread or the rolls that they give you, they have free local jam that, you know, is a la carte. You can use whatever, however much you would like. But they keep it local.
Now, so
it makes sense for them to be a part. Local First.
That's right.
Local First.
Now, for anybody out there who's thinking, now, maybe it's a little bit more expensive if I shop locally, what do you have to say?
Well, that's not always true, A. We've got a blog coming out sometime in the next week about how we got 25, let's see, I don't know how many things we've got together, but it's all things under $25 at all of our locations. Not all of our locations, but our holiday shopping challenge locations. So you can find it. It's there. And there are some things that may be more expensive if you buy them locally, but the question really is, okay, is it more important to save $2 on this item,
right,
or is it more important to keep your favorite store in business? Because if you love these places, they will go away if we don't shop with them and if we don't, you know, vote with our dollars in that way.
That's true. I know some folks who will, like, go to a local business, try something on, figure out what size fits, and then go online and buy the item, which...
Breaking my heart.
It is. I know. It's a shame. And you're right. And that's a great point, that those places are going to go away if you don't support them. And literally, they're your neighbors and friends.
Literally. Your neighbors and friends and people that are rooted here. My heart's kind of broken over some stores that are currently leaving.
Of course. I understand.
I can't even say the name.
I understand.
But, you know, it's true. If you don't support them, then they're going to go away.
It's true. So, Natalie, the Local First Lexington is a directory.
Right.
So you
we
can
have
go to
a
the
lot,
website, right?
Right. You can go to the website, localfirstlexington.com. It's real simple, localfirstlexington.com.
Okay. Let me write this down.
Really, the only question is, dot what? Is it org or com?
This
is com.
This is .com, and our directory is consistently being updated online. Any new businesses who would want to join Local First, they can sign up online. You can do everything online. And we also have a program called our Localist Program.
What's that
Chuck,
about?
You should be a localist.
Oh, well,
I need you to be a localist.
I'm down for that. I'm all about the local.
So our Localist Program started in the last year. And what you do is you get this really snazzy t-shirt for $25, and then you sign up and you get consistent email information about the cool stuff that's happening locally.
Cool.
So it's a way for all of our stores and all of our services and nonprofits and everything else to spread information about what they're doing to people who care about what's happening locally in town. And so be a localist. You can sign up online as well. And what we really love is that we have a blog right now that will feature all of our localists too. So if you send us a picture, then we can also feature you.
That's sweet.
We want it.
Nellie, how did you become involved in Local First Lexington?
Well, it's really funny that Puckett Electric was here just now because
show tonight at Best Friend Bar.
Yeah, 9 p.m. Just in case you're wanting a free pizza. Sean and Anthony Calypso.
I'll be there.
And Natalie Cunningham.
And Natalie Cunningham.
So if you want to sign up as a localist at Best Friend Bar, tonight's the night.
Maybe, yeah. We'll work
I'm
it out.
Just
I'll
kidding.
I'll figure it out. I got a square.
Yeah.
We'll work it out. No, in 2012, I think I started working with Local First, and that was just as a member business. I was working at the Lexington Rescue Mission, which is one of our great nonprofits in town. And I started going to events and meeting people, and where I met the Puckets was through Local First Lexington. I got a part-time job through Local First, met some really wonderful people, and since then I've just been totally sold out. A few years later, I joined the board of directors, and now we're here.
Do you feel like in your time with Local First Lexington, you've seen local businesses benefit directly from participating and becoming a member?
Oh, absolutely. I hear feedback all the time from people who say they love seeing our stickers in doors and in windows. One of the main things when you sign up, you get this big, huge sticker that says you're a Local First Lexington member, and we ask that you put that prominently, and people notice it because they tell me all the time. They're like, I love seeing these stickers around because I know that my money is staying in town when I go there. And so I get great feedback from that. And I have people that are so sold out that they track me down when I'm out at places and say stuff like, I called this new place and I found out they weren't local, so I didn't eat there.
Wow. You're making quite an impact on the local economy. And I mean impact on the local economy. All right. Anyway.
So, you know, our localists care. They do. And we want to just keep improving that and moving that and keeping it top of mind. Because I know that I've valued it for a long time. And now that I'm working for them, it's kind of a great fit because it's something that I really care about personally, too.
Yeah. And I love that. And I do think, you know, it's an extension of this, you know, this philosophy that Wendell Berry talks about a lot, too, of supporting the local economy. And he more talks about, you know, supporting local farmers and keeping it all in, you know, a local cycle. in regards to food, but I think what Local First Lexington does a great job of is not only talking about restaurants, which is probably the most important to all of us because we love food and tasty beverage. Sure. But aside from that, there's a compendium of, like, if your car's broke down, you know, here's some local mechanics you can go to that right. are...
Yeah, what are some of the things that someone might not expect to find on your website that they can find on your website?
You can find anything on our website. And basically, if you have any need, you can source it locally. We have a new member who does cleanup after massive tragedies. So if there was a flood, this member does clean up for that. And so just random things. And also the idea of nonprofits being a part of Local First. As with my nonprofit background and where I currently am, I get rather frustrated with all of the memes that go around saying that your money is going to the pockets of these terrible, huge CEOs at so-and-so nonprofit. Mm-hmm. And I hate that idea. But, you know, to break through that, when you're a Local First Lexington nonprofit, people know that these people are here. And they're helping people in your area. Mm-hmm. And they're helping your community grow. And so... for nonprofits, it's a great thing to be able to say, hey, we're Lexington.
And properly vetted, as they say. I know through the Good Giving Guide, they kind of vet, you know, all the local charities. So if some, tis the season.
Yeah, perfect time for a plug.
Yeah, to give stuff.
For Lexington Community Radio is participating in
the Good Giving Guide. We're participating in that. And so if somebody's looking for a charity to contribute to and... maybe they don't want to give to a big national charity that, you know, is kind of suspicious or they have a bad overhead rate. Can they go through Local First Lexington to
find
a
charity? They can find them on our directory, on our webpage. They absolutely can. Mm-hmm. And it's fun to be able to represent all these really great people doing all these really great things in town. And if you care about your dollars staying here, be it nonprofits, services, restaurants or retail, you can find all of that with us.
That's awesome. So as part of the vetting process, are there some limits or things that will disqualify certain businesses from being a part of Local First?
There are. And that's kind of the worst part of my job is having to look at it and say, oh,
sorry, you're not local enough.
But
yeah, that's okay though. You gotta keep it real.
That's the role that we play for Lexington is to be able to say, okay, yes, you're 50% locally owned, but all your decisions aren't being made here. Mm-hmm. And that's where the impact happens. Mm-hmm. So to be a Local First Lexington member, you have to be 50% locally owned, which means that the owner actually lives here, you know. And then 100% of your business decisions have to be made here as well. So that's where the big difference is. There are several businesses in town that we've had to turn down or turn away because while they may have an absentee owner who happens to live in Lexington, all their business decisions are being made somewhere else. So where they're giving, you know, what nonprofits they're giving to, where they're purchasing their items, because a big part of it is business to business buys. Mm-hmm. So for places like Bowman Paper and Hearst Office Supply, being a part of Local First allows them access to all of our other members so that we can grow each other's businesses. But if your decisions aren't being made here, then you don't have that impact.
Yeah, you don't have your finger on the pulse of what the city needs.
Right.
Is that the toughest part of your job, kind of having to say, no, you can't, you don't quite fit in with
really
us?
It's really terrible. And we're looking at the possibility of expanding to supporters just because the other part of it is the heart of it. There are businesses that have the heart of Local First that they really want to support the community, but, you know, they don't go into our criteria. So we're considering another option so that people can say, you know, they care about Lexington just as much. Mm-hmm. We don't want to vilify other businesses. But, you know, we also have a role to play. And that role is to say if you go by our definition of local or not. And that definition is pretty cut and dry.
Mm-hmm. As it should be.
What's the most unexpected part of your job that you just came along, that you ran across and said, I had no idea this was part of the gig? Or has that happened to you?
That's hard to pin down.
Or what's the most challenging part
of
your job?
Think that, so Local First Lexington has been around since 2008, but we've never had an employee. So, just all of those things that come with having an employee, payroll taxes, all of the dirty business things that go along with
practical,
the very, very, very practical things that go along with having, an employee for the first time. Those were really unexpected, but I have learned so many new things. That's exciting.
Well, that's awesome. And I think reaching out and being an organization that consists of so many different members locally, I think it would be impossible to not learn something new every day.
Every day.
What have you learned so far today?
Today, let's see. Today I've learned that some of my businesses are... that I need to go buy and pick up their stuff for the holiday shopping challenge.
Nice.
Oh, what's the holiday shopping challenge?
Well, so glad you asked.
What a beautiful segue there. Smooth.
Our holiday shopping challenge was created to help people shop locally in the holidays because it's a gift to the whole community.
I love that.
We have what we're calling our holiday shopping challenge passports. You can pick them up at any of the participating retailers. There are 25 of them. And it works like a passport. You go to all these different places. It's your passport to your shopping adventure for the holiday season.
Cool.
You get 5 stamps and you get entered into one of our small gift baskets. We're giving away 3 of those. If you get 10 stamps, you get entered into our huge, grand, poobah, crazy, over $800 value basket. That includes one thing from each of the participating businesses. So we are looking at it to be around an $800 value, maybe more. And the stuff that's coming in is very cool. And even some of the businesses that aren't participating in the challenge have given. So the single frame is a photographer in town who will come to your house and photograph your pet. Because Lexington is fun like that. Mm-hmm. And we have little businesses like that. Pet portraiture in your home where your pet is most comfortable. And she's giving away a photo session with pictures, and I think it's a $90 value, and so that's going in our big grand prize basket, along with something from each of the other participating places. Of course, you can get that list online, or I can sit here and name all 25 if you'd like.
That's okay. Maybe we'll check it out on the website.
But you can go to localfirstlexington.com. You can also, of course, find us on Facebook and find that information there as well. But the most fun about this holiday shopping challenge is that you can get exposed to all the different places in town. So if you are a regular at Most Valuable Pets in Beaumont, you may not know about Blue Teak in Woodland Triangle. Or, you know, if you go to Cosmic Colors in the mall, which is a local business, surprise, there's one in the mall.
Yeah, you don't know. Is that next to P.F. Chang's?
I get lost in there.
I've only been to the mall one time, the Fayette Mall, one time in my life.
Congratulations.
And, it's because I read this article all about malls, and someone called it a sensory deprivation chamber.
Yeah.
And so I very much feel that when I go in there, so I just avoid it at all costs.
I'm with you. Yeah. It's a lot.
But I'm glad to hear.
It's just a lot. But we do have a business out there for all of the skater kids that like to go to the mall. Mm-hmm. Cosmic Colors is where they should go.
That's
because
cool.
That is a local business of ours. But if you shop at Cosmic Colors, you may not know about something like the Morris Bookshop that's down in Chevy Chase or Adelaide or Rebel. If you're a knitter, if you're a knitter and you don't know about Rebel, then you really need to know about Rebel.
R-E-B-E-L-L?
Uh-huh.
Oh, good.
It's, what is it, redesigning domesticity, I think is their slogan.
Oh, nice.
Interesting.
And so if you're, they have all the yarns.
Get lit on knitting.
Or if you have pets.
Yeah.
Or if you have pets.
Yeah, if you have cats.
Or if you like skateboards.
You mean like knit a little puppy sweater for your skateboarding dog?
For your skateboarding dog.
And then get them photographed as part of the grant.
Oh,
anyway.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. And then you can get a book. And then you can get a candle at Adelaide. And then you can just do all the things. Or go to Pops Resale. You could probably do the photo shoot at Pops.
That's true.
This is fantastic.
Yeah, it's a win-win to just purchase local items, and I would really ask all our listeners to really consider not buying cheap imported junk because it's cheap, and really support a local business this Christmas. Buy somebody something local from someone you know or someone that you can go back and see cares about their craftsmanship.
We understand times are tough and you've got to, you know, pinch your pennies a little bit.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But really, if you want something, if you want something used, that's definitely local and can be cheaper than buying something new.
Yeah.
And we have specialty stores in the city. You can't go online and buy the things that they sell. And, you know, eat some good food.
Yeah.
Every once in a while.
So, Natalie, if somebody is looking for something locally and they can't quite find it on the local First Lexington site,
they can email me.
Info@localfirstlexington.com.
Natalie@localfirstlexington.com.
Cool.
Go to the website. We have contact info there. You can even, if you Facebook message me, I'm getting back to you.
Cool.
So, I mean, I'll figure it out for you. We'll find it.
Well, that's great. Well, I have just one more question for you, Natalie.
Yes.
sorry, I wasn't like a backup against the wall.
I'm ready.
So, Local First Lexington focuses on Lexington businesses, and Kentucky Proud represents Kentucky-wide businesses. Mm-hmm. Is there any working to merge kind of the two to have like a Local First Georgetown, Local First Paris, Local
First?
Well,
we actually represent to be a Local First member, it's actually Lexington and the immediate surrounding counties.
Oh, okay.
So we have businesses that are in Nicholasville, that are in Georgetown, that are in Woodford County and different places. So you don't necessarily have to be in Lexington proper. You can be in one of the surrounding counties. And that's partially too, if you own a business in Lexington but you live in Midway, we don't want to have to kick you out for that. You still care about town. You still care about us. You're still a community member. And so our community actually is as broad as all of the immediate surrounding counties. And then outside of that, I have had some meetings with some of the local food coordinators and stuff like that, so we can kind of see what we can make happen in the next year as well.
That's awesome. Well, we would love to see Kentuckians spend money on Kentucky businesses.
And win prizes.
And win prizes. And get, you know, it really, it's a win-win-win. You know? So anyways.
I agree.
Well, just in case you're tuning in, we've been talking with Natalie Cunningham, Executive Director of Lexington. Sorry, Local First Lexington.
It's okay.
So check out localfirstlexington.com. Go buy local this Christmas for your family and your meemaw. And,
your meemaw's going to love it.
Yeah, your meemaw's going to love that poodle photo sesh.
She is. She's going to be real excited about it.
That's awesome. Well, sweet. Well, thank you so much, Natalie, for coming in.
Thanks
really,
for having me.
Really appreciate it. Is there any last words you have for us?
You know, just the holiday shopping challenge is on from now until December 30th. And so you just pick up your passport at any of our participating places. You drop them back off there. We'll get them. We'll get you entered. And you can find out more at localfirstlexington.com.
Sounds great.
Cool. I think that's going to do it for us, Chuck.
I think so, Ben.
This is a good show. I had fun.
I did, too. I had a great time.
Thanks to Mr. PG Peoples for the first hour.
Big ups to PG at the Urban League.
At the Urban League and Puckett Electric tonight, Friday night, at Best Friend Bar.
9 p.m.
And
Local First Holiday Shopping
Local
Challenge.
Local First Holiday Shopping Challenge.
We kept it all local today.
Giving guide, and we're on iTunes.
Yeah. So if you missed this, the beginning of the broadcast, this will be on Saturday at 11 a.m. on WLXU. But nonetheless, Aging Adventures is up next. We'll catch y'all next week.
Supermercado Las Norteñas here in Lexington offers Mexican and Latin American products. They also offer cell phone credit services like Bus Revolution. Supermercado Las Norteñas also offers fresh fruits and vegetables, as well as a variety of meats. They are located at 158 East New Circle Road here in Lexington and are open every day from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. For more information, you can call 859-368-0800. Lexington Community Radio thanks Supermercado Las Norteñas for supporting true community radio.
If you plan on driving on Kentucky's roads, proper licensing and registration is vital. Before you get pulled over without the correct paperwork, you may want to check on a few things. Make sure that your driver's license is always with you and not expired. It also needs to have your current address listed. If you need to update your license, go to your local DMV with a piece of mail from your new address. It is also important to have up-to-date insurance and registration information easily accessible in the glove box. If your registration is out of date, contact the Fayette County Clerk's Office. If you have proper licensing and registration, you'll have a smooth ride through the bluegrass. This message is brought to you by the LCR Driver Safety Campaign, a partnership between State Farm and Lexington Community Radio.